I see you've got someone in the studio there with you today.
Oh yeah, oh. yeah. But it's
y'all
not
been
you.
Out shopping. Y'all been out shopping, right?
We have shopping and eating and all the things.
Well,
yeah.
I know you're probably getting ready for the big event on Sunday. You know, just getting ready for all of that, right?
Oh yeah, like we're going to a funeral. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Oh no, that's you. Well, that's you. Never mind.
I'll be back in time. I'll be back in time for the big event on Sunday, and,
which shall remain nameless because trademark.
Oh no, you can say the number one fan contest to the BFO. Right. The start of the 16th year.
Right. Oh no, the Jar's mom's going to be here. I thought that's what you were talking about.
Lord. Oh Lord, if she's coming for the start of the 16th year of the BFO.
Yeah. You know, surprise.
He needs to say things. Nodding your head does not work on anyway, just play the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello everyone and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm
Fatty! Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 6th of February, 2023, in the pig skinny year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I'm your host, the one who isn't really sure how I'm going to handle the Jar's mother and the Super Bowl on the same day, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader,
V-E-D-E-R. V-A-D-E-R. Even when the Eagles are in the Super Bowl, which is never going to happen again, he can't get it right. And joining me today as a co-host of the LFC, everyone, it's the Jar. Say hello, the Jar.
Hello, folks.
And also Big Fatty's here. So, y'all, hello. we're recording late. We're very late today because y'all, the Jar and I were out and about.
Out and about. Y'all, I got, you know, we're going to be out and about. I got a picture of them stuffing the pizza pie into their pizza pie holes.
The pizza was so big, the length of the slice, it took two full-size paper plates. Y'all, there's a new place over here in the circle, and they have the 40-inch pizzas. That's 40. We were hungry. We were a little ravished. A little ravished.
So there was nothing left, is what you're saying.
Oh, no. No. But y'all, we stopped in, and there was this little tiny sign in the corner that said tap room in the back, and I thought, I wasn't sure. And I was like, there's a tap room? And the girl was like, ugh, yes. And so, y'all, we went back there. Because it's new. It just opened with last week. Anyway.
What's the name of it? Larry's Tap Room?
Benny's Pizzeria, Benny's Pizza, something like that. Larry's.
What's it near? It's,
the EVO. It's two doors down from EVO. Yeah. It's right there in that block. It's between EVO and Southern Roots. And it's right there. Yeah, it was excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
What kind of pizza pie did you get?
We had the special. And Jar, do you want to say what was on that? Because I don't remember.
Some kielbasa, ketchup, some cilantro, I think.
Parsley.
One of the same.
Yeah. It was like spicy ketchup or some sort of, I don't know, it was some sort of either onions, caramelized onions. It was quite good. Y'all, they also had the mushroom and the garlic and the pepperoni and the cheese and one other specialty. I don't remember what. It was New York style pizza, so it was the really thin crust, you know, like, but with the rolled edges. It was good. The beers were excellent. And then, y'all, we went back. Yeah. We were walking, and so
how many slices are in a 40-inch pizza?
I mean, they probably only do 8 or 10. I would say 8. Mm-hmm. I would say 8, but the slices are basically the size of a medium pizza, like from Domino's.
Okay, so you had one slice, and the jar had 7.
Right, right. Yeah, y'all, a full pizza, we each had a slice, because they do it by the slice. You can also get a full pizza, which is worth it just because the box that it comes in is just comically large, but a full-sized, fully loaded pizza, they go a little bit lower, but it's $40 for a full-size pizza. But y'all, it must feed 5 people, like, so it's really not a bad deal. But, yeah, then
and both of you only had one piece.
That was enough. That's how big the slices were. But y'all, then I hopped in the jalopy and ran back to the Vader family compound. And Big Fatty said, "Oh, I have visitors." They just like that. Yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said, "I have visitors," and y'all. So we didn't record. So now it's y'all. It's late.
I've already taken the go to bed pills.
Oh, thank God. Is it the nine forever pills?
No. Actually, I'm missing the 60 minutes, but I am recording it.
But the old people love the 60 minutes. You know.
They do, and soup.
But y'all.
Breaking news.
There was a hootenanny this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it was a very busy week.
Who hooted and who nanny?
Well, it was a very busy week at the coal mine. I was a little bit stressed. And on Friday, came home and fell asleep for a second, but then got in the jalopy, went over to the jars, to the pantry.
To the pantry.
Mm-hmm. And y'all, he said, "Do you want a hot dog?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm not really in the mood for a hot dog. I mean..." I was in the mood for that hot dog, but for dinner, I said, I don't know. Like, I think he said Codfather or Coney Island. And I said, and they're very close to the pantry. They're in fairness. And I was like, I don't know. I'm not in the mood for fish. He said, "Well, we can go to Fratello's or somewhere else." Oh, Evo. And I said, "Yeah, let's walk down there. And then I want to have a glass of wine at Accidental Wine," which is in the circle. Mm-hmm. So y'all, we walked down and we had dinner at Fratello's. Excellent. It's a little Italian place. If you ever come, I think Vera would like it. It was a great dinner. We sat at the bar, had some cheap wine, had some pasta. It was good. Yeah, then we walked to Accidental Wine. And what you don't understand is we have almost gone to Accidental Wine half dozen times.
Now, but spell that, because I don't know if people are understanding what you're saying.
Accent, A-C-C-E-N-T, on wine.
Well, you see, it sounded like accidental wine.
Well, it is that a little bit too. But so we went to walk over there. And the reason we've never been is every time we go, there's no one in there, and we don't want to just sit and have awkward conversation with the bartender. And so y'all, we walk up Friday, and it was probably 9 o'clock, because we had a late dinner. Y'all, there must have been 100 people in there. And so the jar looked at me and said, "I know you, Don." It's like, no, thank you. Y'all, there was nowhere to sit. There's no tables. There were nowhere at the bar. I said, no.
That person needs to sit.
Oh, well, I don't, it's not really a place you'd stand, and you'd be in the way if you stood. It's a small, narrow little business. Mm. So we both said, "Okay, let's go to the mill." And y'all, this is the breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. It was the patrickspubonline.com/clownfart/uneventful. Reunion.
I'm not hearing any of those sound effects.
Oh, thank goodness. Well, they're recording anyway. At least. Yeah. Okay. Well, you should be hearing them. Y'all, it was... I'm just making sure you should be hearing them. It was the whole crowd from the patrickspubonline.com.
Now, Anyone I would know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You would know most of them. Now,
and is there, this was Friday night at what time?
We got there about 9. Yeah, we were going for one drink. I think we got back to the pantry at 2 something. It got a little late. But y'all, we'll call them JR and Stavely were there. Okay. And he and JR was part of the original behind the bar crowd. We'll call them, well, I don't want to use their real names because although Stavely's pretty obvious in hindsight, but he's nice. We'll call them, let's call them, oh God, what's.
How about Larry?
Well, Larry and Larry, but like they live. What's that? College lovers. Former college lovers, now husbands who live down the street from Big Fatty. Yeah. And who? I mean, it was the whole crew. Y'all, it was the whole. It was the whole. I said something I shouldn't have said there. It was the whole Fatty, Fat Acres crew. It was the whole Park Circle crew. Y'all, it was nothing
well,
but the gays.
The whole.
Well. I said, do you think we should text the Nip because we should get him out of the house? And everyone said, well,
we're good.
Yeah, they're just like, who? So, but yeah, so, and everyone knew you were already in bed. So that was, yeah. But y'all, young Jonathan was not there. He, you know, not welcome, not welcome. But,
yeah, he's been banned.
Right. But y'all, and then there was a coal miner there who, y'all, I thought he was flirting with the jar at first. And then the Starcrossed College lovers were like, oh, no, he's straight. Y'all, the jar got sucked into a conversation for, I don't know how long it was. But at one point, then a drunkie came up and I just looked at the jar. I'm like, it's every man for himself. And I walked away and left them. But y'all, we had some drinks. And we chatted and we called up and we, y'all, everyone wanted to tell the jar a story about the patrickspubonline.com.
Oh,
and about Big Fatty and why JR is JR and, you know, the things that used to happen at the patrickspubonline.com and who Patrick used to date and, you know, the whole nine yards. And y'all, the jar didn't know a bit. He didn't know what everyone was talking about, but yeah, we laughed and joked and everyone, how's Big Fatty? And I was like, oh, he's fine, I think. And so, I was like, I was like, I haven't talked to him in like 6 hours, could be dead. So,
could be dead.
Right. But it was good. It was a great time and it brought back memories of the old patrickspubonline.com. And so,
lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. So we did that. And, on Saturday we both recovered from being up until 2 something in the morning. Yeah, that was about it. That was the weekend. That was the weekend. What about you? Have you done anything fun? Have you left the house?
Well, I will say, just prior to Durwood's departure from the villa, I had to excuse myself because my loins were girding, and I just barely made it to the turlet in time to release about 3 days of, as Nancy Pelosi would say, the poo-poo.
Oh, well.
And I feel like I have lost 3 or 4 pounds.
Well, I'm glad that you could reference Nancy Pelosi, also while discussing your bowel movements.
Yes, the poo-poo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Speaking of y'all, we went to a kitty cat store today.
Oh, does Miss Prune need some loving or something?
I'm gonna let the jar answer the question about Miss Prune because she's partial to him.
Well, she's always needy. You know, she has about a million toys and she'll play with them for about maybe 2 minutes and then she'll get sick of them and then I'll go and buy more. And so, my entire apartment is just littered with, discarded toys at this point. So yeah, she needs some more loving.
However, if you were to take any away, she would, throw a fit, right?
Oh, well, I put them away, and she goes in the box and pulls them back out onto the floor to hit them around a little bit more, and then it's a difficult cycle that I go with her on that.
Okay.
Well, and so he bought her another toy today. So at the big circle pet emporium or something.
Oh, I didn't know the big circle had a pet emporium.
Yeah, I've been in there before, y'all. It's the really high end bougie stuff for the fancy gays. And it's so Miss Prune's got herself a new toy that was not expensive. Like, yeah. But then she's like, I'll give you some food samples. Y'all, where do you go that they give you cat food samples to try to hook your cat on the food that's like $150 a bag? The Big Circle Pet Emporium. Yeah, but I loved
Miss
her.
Prune's Emporium.
Right. And then, y'all, there was a record shop around the corner.
You mean a vinyl?
I do. And so we went in there.
You mean 45s?
45s. And they had some the small ones.
78s?
Yeah. So
33 and 33, a third.
33 and thirds. Yeah, they had some. They weren't out, though. I was trying to look for those, but they were down below. But anyway, y'all, the jar bought him a record.
Oh.
Do you want to tell?
Does he have a record player?
No, but I do. So, So
did he get Funky Town? He got Funky Town, didn't he?
No. Well, don't tell them. If you have a guess of, and none of you are going to get it right, but you all know the jar. You've heard about the jar for months and months and months now. What record do you think he bought today? And the jar, you can give them one hint. Now you're gonna need
one
to write
hint.
Us what you're gonna need to write in or call us and tell us what record
one
you
hint.
Think the jar bought. So, one hint. Do you have one?
What's the thing that the little ball comes in? Oyster, clam, one of those two.
Oyster has a pearl in it.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay. So yeah. So what album do you think that the jar bought? I don't.
I know what it is.
Ah, do you?
Pearl Necklace. Oh, no, that was later. I'm sorry.
No, it was earlier. So anyway.
Oh!
Well, it happened. Quite accidentally. But yeah, so y'all.
Accidentally, y'all, nice.
It was kind of an accident. But then there was this little. There's this gift emporium, and y'all, that's why we went, because I'm looking for giftettes for the jar's mother. I'm going to make her a little hospitality basket.
Oh, I thought you were buying giftettes for the Day of Love on the 14th.
No, we're going to go out of town and celebrate that. I mean, we'll celebrate it that night, but yeah. But y'all, I was looking for some little giftettes, and y'all, it was this gift shop, and they had incredibly nice things. Mm-hmm. But it was the hard sell. It was the hard sell tactics. And it was like, like quietly in the background, no, we can't afford that right now. Blah, blah, blah. We blah, 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 blah. You know, like trying to get us to buy stuff. And yeah, I would have bought some of it, but I just didn't know if it's what Mother Jar would like. And then the woman effed up, y'all. She said to her associate, "Well, save those for the big sale we're having next weekend." So we were like, "Well, just come back." Anyway, but yeah. So that was the day, y'all. It's been a big doings.
Now, when is Mother Jar coming? And what has she been told to expect?
So she's coming this Friday. Around 10 on American Airlines, so it will inevitably be Saturday,
yeah, Saturday
yeah, when
sometime,
she
yeah.
when she makes
right.
it. But I haven't really given her any inkling to what to expect down here in Charleston.
Is she staying in the pantry?
Oh, very much. The pantry is buckling at the seams.
Right.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will not be staying there, for the record, but I am going to meet Mother Jar. So this is a big doings.
You're welcome to stay.
No, thank you. I don't think there's enough room for the third person. But y'all, I'm trying to make her a basket, you know, and the jar thinks I'm crazy. But, you know, I said, look, it's going to be a really nice basket. But y'all, you know, she's not checking the bags, so she can't take the basket with her. So I need to find a nice basket in my house or at the coal mine.
Why don't you just slip her a 20?
Right. Right. Well, I'm going to put a bottle of Tito's in the basket because I hear she likes the Tito's. But I was going to put some of those Benny wafers that Adam Burns, when he was here, he could never find.
Get her something good.
Well, if you would like to start whipping up the little cheese cookeries and the nuts and bolts, because we think she would like both of those, so I was going to whip up some of that.
I have some I have some nuts and bolts.
Left over from Christmas?
Yeah, but they're still fresh.
Okay. Well,
you can come try them.
Okay.
You don't have to take them.
Well, we
got to
come
like
fix
them.
Your turlets anyway.
Well, especially after that 4-pound dump I just took.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where Big Fatty gives us the name of someone born on this day. And I, of course, let the jar get all the credit here, but we tell you if they're dead or alive, but we inform you, we educate you about who they are. So, yeah, so born on February 6th. February 6th.
Yes.
Big Fatty.
About that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me, excuse me, I was on the grin doctor there for a second.
Shocking.
So. All right, here we go. Oh, here's the thing right here. All right. Ann Stewart.
Ann Stewart. Oh, that's a good one. Ann Stewart is dead, as far as I know.
Okay. And she, we would know her from?
You wouldn't really know her, but she was Jimmy Stewart's wife. So, no big deal. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ann Stewart is indeed dead, and she was Queen of Great Britain from 1702 to 1714.
So she wasn't Jimmy Stewart. Anyway, moving forward.
No, she knew Vera.
Oh, they probably went to comedy school together.
Okay. Ava Braun.
Ava Braun is dead.
Uh-huh. Do you know her from?
She was a golden age of the screen star. She was a movie star.
Oh, yeah. Ava Braun is
also, you know, but when she wasn't doing that, she was married to Hitler, I believe. So, yeah.
Yes, that is correct.
Right.
Did the Chargers feed that to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
I decided I should probably not joke about that one.
Ronald Reagan's birthday is today, but I'm not going to ask about him. How about Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Zsa Zsa Gabor. Also dead.
Uh-huh.
You would know her because she was just famous for, I guess she acted, I don't know. She was just famous for being Zsa Zsa Gabor.
There's a lot of truth to that. Zsa Zsa Gabor is indeed dead. She was a Hungarian-born American actress, and her credit listed here is Queen of Outer Space.
Oh.
But her sister was Ava Gabor, who was on Green Acres.
Green Acres is the place to be. I can never get it quite right. Okay,
right.
Yeah.
it's also the birthday of Tom Brokaw, but I'm not going to ask about him.
Career is dead. I'm sorry, who is that?
Mike Farrell.
Alive, and you don't really know him. He's the brother of the famous Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell's brother.
Yeah.
Mike Farrell is indeed alive. He played BJ Honeycutt on MASH.
Oh, never heard of him. Okay. Well, also, I try with every bit of effort I have to never watch the show MASH. Anyway.
Right. Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, dead. Y'all, he was the reggae musician, and he loved the smoky marijuana. Yeah.
Yes, you are exactly correct on that one, on all counts.
But his son is still with, or is he still with us? I think he's still alive.
He's dead. Oh. And this one, I never want to give you up, never want to let you down.
Is it Rick Astley's birthday?
Rick Astley's birthday.
You know,
can you Rickroll everybody? Does the jar know what rolling is?
I would assume that the jar knows who what Rickrolling is.
I have used the internet before, Big Fatty.
Oh, That doesn't mean you. Thank you for calling. That's it. I don't have no.
Can you not hear everyone being Rickrolled?
No, I can't.
How can you not hear that? That's so weird. Oh yeah, it's not going through, is it? It's not going through.
No.
Through there. Well, it shows that it is, so that's the best part. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think I did that bad. I mean, I did good.
You did well. There weren't really any difficult ones today, and there weren't really many notable ones today.
Ooh, are you a little bit gassy there?
A little gassy. It's already come out one end, now it's coming out the other.
Oh, well, you know. Now, do you have a big week planned? Are you cooking? Are you having Friday at Superb Al Fatty's? Is the question?
No. Okay. I am heading to the Horror Hotel on Thursday.
Ah.
I'll be spending Thursday night there before going to my cousin's or going to Atlanta, Hatlanta, on Friday. Going to my cousin's funeral on Saturday, and then driving back after the funeral on Saturday. Because, you know, got to be here for the halftime of the Superb Owl.
Well, you know, I almost entered the BFO number one fan contest just so that I could concede and or that I could resign and give it directly to Mrs. Bacon, because, you know, that was my plan all along. And it also saves everybody else from having to endure being the number one fan of the BFO.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah, but
speaking
I didn't.
Of Miss Bacon... I've just received a list of 20 so-so questions to read during so-so question month.
Well, y'all, she's at home. Y'all, Miss Bacon sent me some photos of her surgeries. Y'all, she's been spatchcocked, completely spatchcocked. They took all the bones out. She is just, yeah, she and y'all, then she was... yeah, the jar heard her voicemail and he was concerned about her. And so, I was texting her and,
is the jar the one that says, who is that?
It was the jar.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the jar. And, okay. But yeah, and we all have that reaction when Miss Bacon calls in, and that's why we love her. I think you all know that my love for Mrs. Bacon is, yeah. It knows no bounds.
Is the jar aware of this?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like she.
So y'all are gonna become a thruple? Is that it?
The jar just says no. But I was gonna say we probably need to consult Mrs. Bacon about that. Let's do the last 20 seconds of this. All right. Well, that was Rick Astley, everyone. Rick Astley on the fives here on the LFC. Yeah. So. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Big Patty can't hear it, y'all.
I can't.
I don't know why. It shows that you can, but it's not going through. So.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're all having a lovely week. And yeah. That's all I got. I hope you're having a lovely week.
That's lovely. I hope you're having a lovely week, too. And, you know, speaking of getting Rickrolled.
Ooh.
Oh. There's, you know, as fun and exciting as that can be sometime, and, you know, it always gets a humorous response. But imagine getting rolled by, especially in Walnut Hills. I don't know.
Right, rolled to the curb.
Well,
rolled.
you know, it's, there's rolls and then there's.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
You know, there's biscuits.
Oh, I do know. I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.